Virtuous Circle by Mega, read by Cookie Mom 6067. So, Pooch kicked his feet up on the coffee table and cracked a new beer open. You gonna get off your ass and make your move now? Huh? Jensen had commandeered the dining table to set his equipment up since Jolene was still at the hospital and too high on endorphins to smack him down. He had a dozen tabs open and was amusing himself by fueling a flame war on 4chan in between caps locked messages to the Petunia's arch rival's coach. Just one more chirp, he vowed. Just one more, and Gertie Flynn was going to be receiving 20 anchovy pizzas and a strippergram. Come on, man. Pooch threw a bottle cap at Jensen. We shut Max down for now. Roke's in little bitty pieces across the port of L.A., and you know Clay ain't got a problem with it. Jensen bowed out of the 4chan argument and twisted to stare at Pooch. What are you on about, man? Pooch leveled a stare that was about 75% as terrifying as it was on Jolene and gestured towards the backyard. When are you and Cougar going to put me out of your misery and bone already? It was the matter-of-fact delivery more than the words that caused Jensen to spasm wildly and topple out of his chair. What? Don't think Roke would have kicked up a fuss either. Pooch leaned back against the cushions and closed his eyes. But motherfucker was a scary SOB. Don't blame you for playing it cautious. Ain't nothing stopping you now, though. DATT doesn't apply to dead men. Clay don't care. And the Pooch is sick of watching you pining like a damn forest. Jensen blinked up at Pooch, searching his face for the slightest hint of why he was saying this. Maybe it was payback for the legless Pooch thing? I'm not pining, he managed when he relocated his tongue. Sure, Pooch rolled his eyes. Whatever you say, man, the Pooch is staying out of it. Jensen kept a wary eye on Pooch as he righted his chair, but the Poochster seemed content to guzzle his beer after dropping that weird IED. There was the faintest hint of a smile on his face, but when Jensen double-checked the door to the backyard, Cougar and Clay were still off in the darkness somewhere. Why, Jensen coughed and swallowed around his suddenly dry tongue. What made you say that, man? Pooch made a snorting sound and rolled his head over to level a mocking stare. You really need the Pooch to point out all the times you've been staring at Cougar's ass? Or how you two never go 10 minutes without making kissy faces at each other? Jensen could feel his face flush, damn blonde coloring. We do not. Jay. Pooch looked pitying now. You really, really do. Jensen packed his equipment up with jerky, awkward motions. Whatever, man. I'm crashing. Pooch called a farewell after him, but Jensen was already halfway down the hall to the room he was sharing with Coogs. Fuck. Because the universe has it in for Jensen, Cougar was crouched on the windowsill like some giant beheaded gargoyle when he opened the door. Jensen didn't manage to stifle the yelp when the light came on to reveal creepy roommate Cougar hanging around in the dark like a complete psycho. Jesus, Coogs! Jensen rubbed theatrically at his chest, closing the door behind him on Pooch's cackle from the living room. Warn a guy! Cougar smirked but stayed where he was, staring down at Pooch's backyard. What's so interesting? Jensen stowed his gear and moved over to Cougar's side. Clay putting the moves on Aisha again? You sly perv! Jensen's vision was nowhere near as good as Cougar's, even with his glasses. But even he could tell Clay was swinging solo out in the dark yard. Huh. Jensen slanted a look at Cougar's profile and wow, he was really close, wasn't he? Jensen shifted back and cleared his throat. Keeping an eye on the boss, huh? Probably a good idea. You want me to see if the Poochinator has a super soaker lying around so you can squirt him if he misbehaves? Cougar shifted and revealed a battered BB gun lying along the windowsill. Jensen let out a bark of laughter and went to take a nice long shower so he could jerk off and settle down. That was all this twitchy energy was. Pooch is crazy, and a need to clear the pipes. Yeah. On second thought, Jensen realized upon re-entering their room, flushed with recent orgasm and just wearing a towel, maybe beating off hadn't been such a great idea. It hadn't taken the edge off so much as revved him up for sexy times that weren't going to happen. That Jensen had no interest in happening. He scrubbed a hand over his face. Stupid pooch and his stupid theory. He hovered in the doorway long enough that Cougar actually turned away from the window to raise a questioning brow at him, and okay, the guy was smoking, and being the focus of his attention felt like an electric shock. There was a reason Cougar always left the bar with the hottest chica. Jensen was secure enough in his masculinity to recognize Cougar's stupendous sex appeal. It didn't mean he had any interest in the guy. "You want me to take over Clay sitting while you get cleaned up?" Jensen forced himself to take the two steps over to his duffel and dug out a pair of Spider-Man boxers and a Penny Arcade t-shirt. He kept his back turned as he dragged them on. Locker room casual nudity had its limits. "If you take half an hour, I bet you could use the last of the hot water. Give Pooch a nice surprise when he drags his drunk ass off the couch." Cougar grinned, handed over the kitty rifle, and vanished towards the bathroom. Jensen stared after him for a moment, then shook himself and turned his attention to making sure Clay didn't spontaneously develop violently unstable ladies. Okay. So Cougar was blazing hot. Jensen had known this for years. He just hadn't realized how much his damn body had apparently noticed. He really did stand way inside Cougar's usually large bubble. Was that a sign? Or was Cougar's acceptance of Jensen in his personal space the sign? Down in the yard, Clay had sacked out on a lawn chair. Jensen thought he could hear the colonel's faint snore drifting up, too. It was a mild night, much nicer than most of the looser sleepouts, so he made an executive decision to let the man sleep it off in peace. He unloaded the BB gun automatically, leaving it leaning against the wall by Cougar's bed, and climbed into his own with a laptop and a fierce curiosity about gay sex and dating that the internet was going to sate. Cougar came back glistening from his shower and wrapped in a magenta towel that Jensen was absolutely not going to wolf whistle at, no matter how ridiculous it looked. "Sleeping like a great big hairy drunken baby," Jensen said when Cougar shot a glance between Jensen and the window. Cougar huffed, muttered something in Spanish, and dropped the towel to get dressed. Jensen hated himself, but he couldn't help the little choked sound that burst out at the sight of Cougar's tanned arse. What? Did the guy spend his supposed-to-be scouting time naked tanning on top of slum buildings in Peruvian mountains? There were no tan lines, and Jensen was looking with a bit of focus. Cougar turned, boxers dangling from one long-fingered, "God damn it, do not go there," Jensen screamed at himself, hand, and raised an eyebrow. Jensen scrambled for something, anything to say, but his dick overruled him. Jensen stared in horny despair as his cock swelled and tented out Miles Morales' mass face. Cougar's stony gaze caught on Jensen's erection, and he smirked and climbed onto Jensen's bed, dropping his boxers. Cougar surged forward before Jensen could do more than squeak in surprise and pinned him to the mattress. Cougar's eyes were dark and unreadable as he leaned forward with one hand resting against Jensen's throat, fingers curled just hard enough for breathing to be a conscious effort. Jensen swallowed past the pressure and tried an innocent grin, but Cougar growled, "You see something you like, cabrón?" He purred, knees tightening around Jensen's thighs. "You've been staring even hotter than usual." "I don't Jensen started, but Cougar just increased his grip a little. "Okay, I didn't mean to stare." Cougar hummed, eyes darting over Jensen's weak points, calculating the most efficient strikes. To his horror, Jensen got harder under the scrutiny. Oh God, Pooch had been wrong. So wrong. Not about Jensen, obviously, but Cougar was going to kill him dead, and Beth wouldn't have her awesome uncle to cheer for her at the game tomorrow, and she'd put on her brave little toaster face, but Jensen knew she'd be devastated. Cougar's lips snapped Jensen out of his feedback loop. Cougar's lips on Jensen's nipple snapped him out of the feedback loop. Teeth. Teeth were happening, too, and the slide of damp cotton, and Jensen was just gone. "Oh, my God, Cougs," Jensen gasped, flailing a little, then went boneless as Cougar leaned strategically forward by about 60 degrees. "How? Cougar set his hands against Jensen's sides and dragged himself slowly up to smirk right in Jensen's face. "You think you're the only one been watching? I'm just better at keeping it quiet." "Well, there are plenty of things Cougar's better at," Jensen is man enough to admit. "Keeping quiet's got to be at the very tip-top of that list." "I haven't," Jensen gasped, dragging his knees together and trying for collected. "I haven't been looking, man. Just been hacking, exercising my genius in the service of the cause, usual stuff." Cougar sat back just far enough for a scornful glare to have maximum effect. Jensen lasted about 30 seconds under the onslaught before he felt himself flush crimson. "I didn't realize I was looking, man." He went limp in Cougar's grip, with the exception of his dick, which was not giving up until it got just all the attention. "I really thought Pooch was yanking my chain until I came up and saw you being all..." Jensen tried to wave a hand at Cougar to indicate all the furious hotness he hadn't been prepared for, but Cougar's hands grabbed onto his wrists at the first movement and pinned them back to the mattress, so he contented himself with a really thorough visual examination of Cougar. Cougar actually darkened a rosy shade and twitched forward under Jensen's scrutiny, which was a bit of an ego saver, Jensen was more than happy to admit. "Oh, God," Jensen gasped, finally getting it. "We're totally involved, aren't we? It's not a case of getting together. We've been together a while without the benefits. Why didn't you tell me, Cougs?" "Idiot," Cougar hissed. Then he shoved at Jensen's t-shirt, rucked it up around Jensen's chin, and went to work on Jensen's chest. Jensen bucked harder, hands flying up to slide into Cougar's hair, and he pulled, using his greater muscle mass to drag Cougar up for a proper kiss. "Oh my God, Cougs," Jensen gasped, as Cougar's stubble scraped against his own. "Oh my God, why haven't we been doing this for years?" Cougar snorted and scooted down a little to rip Jensen's boxers off and throw them at the wall. Jensen sat up just enough to get rid of his t-shirt, then grinned into Cougar's mouth. It might have taken a few years and Pooch's intervention, but he and Cougar were just right for each other. "You got a list?" Jensen gasped as Cougar rutted against him, "since you've been on board longer than me." Cougar growled and shoved at Jensen's knees until he spread them and hooked his ankles behind Cougar's thighs. "Me, I only just started looking at the possibilities," Jensen continued, running his hands along Cougar's back and urging him forward. "For Taj, we seem to be getting the hang of that. Blowjobs? I love getting my cock sucked, and I'm pretty keen on getting a taste of yours." Cougar wrapped a rough-skinned hand around Jensen and twisted until his cock slid behind Jensen's balls. Jensen whined helplessly and tilted his hips for a better angle. 69s? He strained up to brush his lips against Cougar's, grinned at Cougar's wild eyes, and let his fingers tighten in Cougar's hair. "Docking looks freaky, but I'm willing to try it if you want. Willing to try any kinks you might have, Cougs. You gotta have found one or two by now." "Want me on my knees? You want to gag me?" "You wouldn't be the first, but you'd be the first I'd let do it." Jensen's knees tightened as Cougar twisted his wrist and bore down in a sensuous, devastating combo, and Jensen found himself babbling nonsense for a few moments. Well, more nonsensical than usual. "Jesus, fuck!" Jensen scrabbled at Cougar's back, trying to get him closer. "Oh, yeah. Fucking. We should do that pronto, don't you think?" "I've never done it." "Well, I've used my fingers. I'm a red-blooded man with a sense of curiosity, but your cock inside me." Cougar snarled, bit at Jensen's lips, and came all over his ass, his grip on Jensen's cock tightening just a little. Jensen, in the spirit of comradeship, came all over Cougar with a happy sigh. Cougar collapsed on Jensen's chest, breathing hard as Jensen ran his hands along Cougar's back in long strokes. They lay there until their heartbeat slowed back to normal. Cougar murmuring in Spanish into Jensen's sternum. Jensen grinned giddily at Pooch's guest room ceiling. This was going to be awesome. You are planning on fucking me, aren't you? Jensen asked when Cougar shifted. I mean, I am super down for the other way around, but I think I'm going to need you in me sometime soon. That's the thing you do, right? I'll prep myself. You don't need to worry about... Cougar's hand slapped over Jensen's mouth. I will fuck you through this mattress, Cougar promised, not even opening his eyes, and we will fuck every way that is possible. But if you don't go to sleep right now, I will knock you out, Jensen. Copy that, Sergeant Alvarez, Jensen saluted. Sleeping now. Permission to snuggle? Cougar grunted. Already asleep, so Jensen stroked a hand along Cougar's back and closed his eyes. This was the greatest thing ever. They woke up together, literally together. Ew, old jizz, Jensen yelped when Cougar just jerked away to unstick himself. Hey, man, don't manhandle the merch. I thought you wanted to be manhandled, Cougar smirked, fishing out a pack of wet wipes from his bag. He scrubbed the worst of the mess off himself, tossed the pack to Jensen, and dragged on a pair of Jensen's boxers. Where are you going? Jensen wasn't having much luck with the wet wipes. I need soap. Ugh, someone should make an industrial solvent for old jizz. There's no way it should be this hard to clean off. Cougar disappeared into the hallway with a brief smirk at Jensen. Since he'd taken Jensen's boxers with him, Jensen threw the scummy towels at the bin and flopped back on the bedspread. It was still early. He could totally join Cougar for a bit of shower fun. It was practically mandatory the morning after discovering you'd been in reciprocated lust with your best friend. Jensen grinned and slipped as quickly as he could down the hallway. Cougar had turned the water on, and Jensen waited naked outside the bathroom door until he heard Cougs climb into the spray. He gave it a slow count to five so Cougar would have relaxed a little, maybe even started washing his hair. Then he slipped inside. Cougar said something in rapid-fire Spanish. Jensen caught his name and the word for moron, but Cougar hadn't shot him or stabbed him with a shampoo bottle, so Jensen figured it was just more of the team's general inability to handle his awesomeness. The poor fools had to keep falling back on insults to hide their love of Jensen. Shower's big enough for two. Jensen sashayed through the rising steam, trying out the seductive walk a girl in Tijuana had used on him. It was way harder than it had looked, and Jensen had to slap a hasty hand against the shower door to keep from careening into the vanity. Big enough for a party, actually. You want I should call Pooch and Clay up? It'd be like living on base, but with better water pressure. Cougar's hand snaked out and grabbed the back of Jensen's neck to drag him under the spray. Jensen went happily, even though Cougar's idea of shower temperature was roughly 1,000,000 degrees. Cougar was all slippery, with shampoo and water, so Jensen pressed forward until he'd pinned Cougar against the tiles. Hey there, he smirked down at Cougar's dark gaze. You're looking good. Cougar undulated, moving like a freaking python against Jensen. Jensen groaned, dick leaping on board the shower sex train like a full-on hobo. Jensen's hands slid down Cougar's sides and onto his arse, and he slammed their mouths together. Cougar chuckled into Jensen's mouth and slung first one, then the other leg around Jensen's waist, hiking himself up to grind his cock against Jensen's stomach. Jesus, Cougs! Jensen slapped a hand against the faucet to keep them steady, and shifted the other so he could grip Cougar's arse to support his weight. His own cock was sliding distractedly against Cougar's balls, and he had to run through a mental list of his past COs to drag himself back from the edge. You trying to kill me? Cougar rolled his hips and bit Jensen's lip, his hands doing something mysterious off to one side that became clear when his soapy hands scraped over Jensen's pecs. He kept circling his hips, the pressure maddeningly teasing as Cougar's taint brushed Jensen's erection. Oh, God! Jensen gave up on control and just humped Cougar against the wall, feet planted wide to keep their balance. Cougar growled and tightened his thighs. Hey, man. Pooch slammed the door open. Some of us want to be able to have a non-Arctic shout. Pooch made a hilarious squeaky noise, and the door slammed closed again before either of them could respond. Jensen paused, panting against Cougar's shoulder. Should we?
Hijo de puta.
Cougar slammed a heel into Jensen's kidney.
If you don't finish, I will gut you with a barbecue fork.
Right. Jensen shifted his grip again and thrust against Cougar. The whining groan he wrung out of Cougar was more than he could handle, so Jensen just tightened his hands and came all over Cougar and the shower wall.
Jesus Christ!
Cougar growled again. So after 30 seconds to catch his breath, Jensen set Cougar back on solid ground and dropped to his knees. Face to face, Cougar's cock was enormous. Jensen's mouth dropped open. He'd never done this before. Had it done to him way less than he'd have liked. It was intimidating and intoxicating at the same time. Jensen was certain he wasn't going to be able to fit it all in, no matter what everyone always said about the size of his mouth. Cougar's hand spasmed on his shoulder, so Jensen leaned in and licked at the head, hot and salty, and Cougar's muffled swearing were his first impressions. He tried again, this time sealing his lips around it. Cougar groaned, and his nails dug in, but he managed not to thrust. Jensen grinned and wrapped a hand around the base of Cougar's cock, cupping his other around Cougar's balls and rubbing a knuckle against Cougar's taint. That always had him coming in seconds. It was an odd angle, but a familiar movement, so Jensen had it running smooth and awesome after a few strokes. He stared up through his lashes to find Cougar's gaze laser-locked on him, all the intensity he usually reserved for a target focused on Jensen. It sent a thrill through him, and his hands tightened reflexively. Cougar loosened one hand from Jensen's shoulder and ran his thumb over Jensen's lip, eyes dark and unblinking.
"I think I'm in love with you," Jensen blurted out under the scrutiny. "Shit, I mean..."
Cougar laughed, a full body guffaw that made his abs tighten in front of Jensen's eyes.
"You idiot," he murmured, rubbing his thumb along Jensen's lower lip and smiling. "Why else would I put up with you? Te amo muchísimo, con todo mi corazón."
Jensen gasped, overwhelmed at that declaration. He floundered for a moment for a good response and settled on sucking as much of Cougar's massive dick down as he could.
"Dios!"
Cougar's hips snapped forward and Jensen choked before he figured out how to relax his throat and pin Cougar's hips to the wall with his hands at the same time. He drew back, smiled so widely he thought his face would rupture, and went to town. He was going to try every trick he'd ever seen in a porno, but Cougar just gasped helplessly on the third upstroke and spilled all over Jensen's face. Jensen swallowed, licked at the water running down Cougar's thigh, and leaned his forehead into the hollow of Cougar's hip. Cougar's hands stroked over the back of Jensen's neck, and he murmured half-finished sentences until the water abruptly cooled. Jensen jerked back, swearing, and seized the soap to give himself a hasty once-over. Cougar ducked out of the stall while Jensen was still scrubbing, and by the time Jensen had rinsed the worst of everything off himself, Cougar had pulled on a pair of well-worn jeans and combed his hair out. Jensen scrubbed himself down with the towel Cougar held out and wrapped it around his shoulders to give Cougar a piteous look.
"I'm freezing, Cougs."
He coughed for effect and shuffled closer. "Think you need to take me to bed to warm me back up." Cougar's eyebrow twitched, but before he could say anything, the door shook under a truly epic hammering of fists.
"You two had better be decent when I open this door,"
Clay roared, and Jensen thought he could make out some traumatized muttering from the pooch.
"And if I got to take an English shower, you're going to be paying for a long time."
Jensen felt the laughter rising like Mentos and Coke in his chest. He ducked forward to steal a kiss from Cougar, rewrapped the towel around his hips, and tore the door open just in time for Clay to overbalance with his resumed knocking. He dodged the falling kernel, laughed in Pooch's face, and took off towards the guest room. He'd have just enough time to get pants before everyone came after him. The end.